9 Major Revelations from the Neat Bestseller Breaking the News by Hannah Blow on May 27, 2021. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief and New York Times bestselling author Alex Marlow has uncovered several little-known revelations and previously hidden bombshells in his bestseller Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. Exposing the inner workings between members of the radical left and the establishment media, blowing the lid off their incestuous relationship. Marlow, whose book landed on the New York Times bestsellers list in USA Today's top 150 best-selling books list on Wednesday, has highlighted key revelations made in Breaking the News in the early days of its release. The following are some of the revelations in Marlow's year-long investigative blockbuster. Former New York City Mayor and Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg and his top associates at his powerful news conglomerate, Bloomberg LP, have close ties to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. They regularly met in Beijing with top CCP officials, discussing topics such as cooperation in the field of media, the introduction of Chinese stories to the world, and strengthening media cooperation between China and the U.S. Laurent Powell Jobs, the widow of Apple billionaire Steve Jobs, is effectively the new George Soros, funding a whole host of left-wing media and political causes primarily through her shadowy philanthropic entity Emerson Collective, EC. As one of the 10 richest women on Earth, Jobs has become a secret superpower behind a vast network of left-wing media outlets, organizations, and politicians, according to Marlow. Her philanthropic endeavors also include funding media outlets like The Atlantic, Axios, Mother Jones, and ProPublica. NBC's Chuck Todd was actually Senator Amy Klobuchar's DMN landlord and never disclosed the connection. Despite conducting numerous interviews with Klobuchar during her 2020 presidential campaign and co-moderating two primary debates in which Klobuchar participated. Additionally, as Marlow notes, Todd's wife Christian Denny is a Democratic campaign consultant. Her firm Maverick Strategies was paid over $900,000 by the Bernie Sanders campaign in 2020 and over $1.5 million from Sanders in 2016. Ben Smith, media columnist for The New York Times, has ties to the outlets he covers. Smith, who used to be the editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed, accused journalist Ronan Farrow of playing fast and loose with his reporting on scandals that occurred at NBC. Which happened to be what Marlow described as the largest outside investor in BuzzFeed. Marlow noted that Smith retained stock in BuzzFeed at the time the Farrow piece was published. Secret Service records show that Hunter Biden took at least 23 flights into or out of Joint Base Andrews, the home of Air Force One and Air Force Two, while his father was vice president. Why was Hunter Biden flying to and from an American military base? Where was he going and what did he do when he got there? Americans may never know, and perhaps we have our pro-Biden establishment media to thank for that, Marlow writes. The New York Times 1619 project was a concerted effort by the Times to pivot the newsroom's focus from the Trump/Russia collusion hoax to race hysteria, according to Marlow. He also notes that a group of respected historians submitted a letter to the New York Times criticizing the project for containing factual errors and having an opaque fact-checking process, but the Times dismissed their concerns. Part of Amazon's $10 million donation to organizations supporting justice and equity went to Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, which itself was sponsored by Thousand Currents, a nonprofit whose vice chairman is Susan Rosenberg, a convicted left-wing terrorist, Marlow reveals. Rosenberg, a former member of the Weather Underground, came to national prominence as a central figure in the May 19th Communist Organization, a group responsible for a series of violent incidents in the late 1970s and early 1980s, Marlow writes. Among the group's most infamous crimes was the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Capitol. John W. Rogers Jr., who serves on the board of the New York Times Company, has close ties to the Obamas and was one Barack Obama's earliest and strongest political supporters. Marlow describes Rogers as perhaps the ultimate Obama insider. If the establishment had an establishment, and it does, it is the New York Times, Marlow writes. And it is crystal clear to honest observers of the Times that their editorial decisions reflect the people in their leadership. After the 2020 election, Joe Biden, who benefited a great deal from Silicon Valley's political and financial support during his campaign. Seemingly rewarded big tech by offering Silicon Valley elites key positions in his administration's transition team. Marlowe notes that Jeff Zients, a former Facebook board member, is Biden's COVID czar. Erskine Bowles, a former Facebook board member, advised the transition. Jessica Hertz, formerly a government affairs executive at Facebook, served as the Biden transition team's general counsel. These revelations have generated a significant amount of buzz in recent days, drawing reactions from key political players including elected officials, from Governor Kristi Noem, R, to Senator Joni Ernst, R. Yeah.